it's rare to see characters with disabilities on television, and rarer still to see actors with disabilities playing them, which is what makes This Close, a new show written by and starring deaf people, so notable. The show released on Sundance Now this week. That's the streaming service that airs shows from Sundance TV, owned by AMC Networks. Eric Deggans, NPR's TV critic, has some thoughts. Hi, Eric.
Hey.
Right off the bat, I can't wait to see this on your recommendation. Mm. But how does it look and feel? And, you know, the deaf community, some people sign, some speak, some have interpreters. What happens?
Sure. So this is basically the story of two young deaf people who are close friends and how they kind of navigate life. So Michael, who's played by Josh Feldman, he signs, but he doesn't speak. And his best friend, Kate, who's played by Shoshana Stern, she signs and she does speak a bit. And the two of them co-wrote this series as well as starring in it.
Let's take a listen. In this scene, these two main characters are at an airport.
Afternoon. How can I help you?
I'm with deaf, don't we would like to pre-board?
That's not a problem.
Thank you.
Can I see your boarding passes?
Sure. Here you go.
Mocking people who
yell. And at
yell.
The end of that scene, she signs to Michael saying, he says, I don't know, why do you do that? You know, knowing that she's goading her. And she says, I don't know why. I just love doing it. So,
well, so tell us more. I mean, obviously they are deaf. Is deafness the primary thing they deal with on every show? I mean, how does it play out?
Well, I think that's a major element of the show, is sort of trying to present deaf characters who are not defined by their deafness, but, you know, of course, it's a major element of their lives at times. In the same way that for people of color, if you're an African American, sometimes your race is a major issue in your life, and sometimes it isn't. Mm. So we see these two characters move through the world, but there are times when the world reacts to their deafness in a way that kind of smacks them in the head a little bit. And so we have a clip where Kate was invited to take part on an industry panel. She works as a publicist in Hollywood. And when she gets on the panel, she realizes it's all about handicapped actors. And so she has to tell them, you know, well, I'm not an actor, number one. And number two, I'm not sure that I appreciate how you group me in here. And so what we're going to hear is the person who's hosting the panel and the person who's translating for Kate.
I guess I'm here because I am the deaf girl in the office.
I wouldn't put yourself in a box like that.
I actually never thought of myself like that until now. You came to learn from our stories. That's great. But then what? You move on from this and we fade back into the shadows. To be honest, it doesn't even feel like it is our stories that we're telling. It's more like the stories you want us to tell. You focus on our disability, but not who we are.
And if there's a mission statement for the show, I would say part of it is that.
Yeah.
They're trying to get past these roles, these characterizations, where the character's deafness sort of defines who they are. It's very interesting. It's very compelling.
Well, you know, I'm thinking how long it's taken from Marley Matlin, who had to, for the longest time, be like the deaf actress,
right,
you know, and one of the only ones.
Right.
But is it, you know, look, the TV industry has been trying to be, you know, more diverse. Is that why this show is happening, or is it a, you know, good show?
Well, I mean, it is a good show. It's you can tell they made it on a shoestring. There are moments when the lack of money that they had for the project kind of shows through. But I do think that with this explosion of television, there is a hunger for TV shows that depict very specific circumstances that a wide range of people can relate to. So we're seeing people who previously were not allowed to be creators, not allowed to necessarily tell their own stories. They're finding ways and being provided opportunities where they can tell their own stories. And so, for example, both, you know, Kate and Michael had or have romantic relationships with people who can hear. And so there's a whole dynamic there where the dynamic between the couple's different, and then Kate and Michael share a bond that they can never share with their romantic partners who are hearing, just because of the very specific experience of being deaf. And the show brings you into that experience. So you are sitting in silence and watching the two of them sign with each other and reading subtitles and sort of getting just a tiny inkling of what it's like. There's one scene where Kate is in a meeting and her hearing aid malfunctions, and you start to hear, you know, they change the audio and make it sound weird, and then you get a sense of how disorienting that can be. So that's what's great about this show, is it pulls you into that experience.
You get to hear what she hears.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so what do you think this means, Eric Deggans? We've seen a slow increase in deaf visibility. We mentioned Marley Matlin.
Who plays a character on the show.
Oh, so she's in this too. But as we said, for the longest time, she was, you know, a standalone, somebody who actually had the disability that she as an actress was portraying. Do you think we'll be seeing more people who actually have the disabilities play the characters with the disabilities?
Well, that's definitely an ongoing conversation. I mean, one of the most popular new shows on television the past TV season is The Good Doctor on ABC, and the lead character is a doctor who has autism, and he's played by an actor who doesn't have the condition. There's been a debate because, again, the premium with these shows is authenticity, and that's hard to do if you don't have people who have the condition on the staff helping write or helping produce or helping perform, or ideally all three.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thanks so much.
Thank you.